Well, joining us in studio now, an old friend of the station, Jerry Popiel, who plays music, and he's going to be performing this coming Sunday. This is one of these kind of Sunday concerts in the park kind of thing, right?
It sure is. Avon Lake does a summer concert series every Sunday night during the summer, so this is the second week, and it's great. You know, it's a beautiful lakefront setting. You know, the backdrop of the sun setting on Lake Erie, it's really a great place and a great time.
It says on the postcard that we got from you, it says, specializing in acoustic and electric folk rock and Americana.
That's true.
That is a genre that, I don't know, never existed for a while. That's sort of a new genre, even though the music itself is sort of old in a sense.
It is. And, you know, that's probably a remarketing, a rebranding of folk rock. You know, a lot of the people doing it now that aren't covering the old stuff, they're calling it, you know, Americana. But in fact, it is. It's folk rock. It's where the roots came from, you know, back in the, you know, all the way back to, you know, the oldest, you know, bluegrass and things like that. It's folk rock.
Yes. Where does Jerry fall on the Moby Grape spectrum as well as here, because we brought them up on Monday or Tuesday. We had a fun day because it was like when they first came out in 1968, the record company released all five singles all at once. There's this big hype going on about them. It's a group that critics like, but the public never caught on to as well. But thanks to that, there's a lot of, you know, folk rock influence that happened at that particular time.
You know, yeah, you're right. They didn't catch on, but, you know, a lot of the ones that defined the era, you know, the Byrds and Simon and Garfunkel, you know, those are ones that I grew up with and I just love. So,
when you look at influence, what do you draw upon?
Oh, by far, I'd say Simon and Garfunkel is probably my biggest, you know, I won't say they invented folk rock because a lot of people did it, and, you know, Dylan and all that. But I think that they really brought a lot to it, and they brought some smarts to it. You know, I think they had a little bit of an intellectual bent to it. But the music is great. The harmonies are outstanding. So I just can't beat it.
Well, you can't beat Paul Simon's songwriting.
Oh, I tell you.
In the lyrics that he puts there as well. Even though Art Garfunkel sometimes is sort of dismissed a little bit in that because of the strength of the Paul Simon. But together there's magic, which happens you know, occasionally with artists that come together like that. Talk a little bit about what you're going to be performing coming up on Sunday.
Okay, I think we are going to be doing more of a folk rock bent. So we're going to be doing some covers of Simon and Garfunkel, some Byrds, some Buffalo Springfield, some Neil Young, those sorts of things. So peppered in with a few more modern numbers. But this, you know, as I've been playing a lot more the last couple of years at farmers markets and things, it seems like the things that people gravitate are a lot of the, you know, old folk rock standards. So we're kind of latching onto those.
Well, we brought you in this morning, and you brought a friend with us. Who is this that you brought here? This is your guitar.
Oh, yes. This is my Gibson, my baby, my Gibson J100. You know, built the same way they've been building them for about 60 years. So I just love this guitar.
Are you kind of one of those people that would like to tour a guitar factory to see how things are made? Is that something?
Oh, I do. Although I went to Montana a couple years ago thinking I'd tour the factory, and it was the July 4th weekend, and they were closed the whole week. So I didn't go there for it. I just happened to be in the area, I missed my chance to tour the factory.
I thought it was like Clark Griswold going to Wally World. Go all the way to Montana to see the guitar, and then you're outside the gates. And
it might as well have been.
Yeah. Well, why don't you share a little bit with us this morning of a song, if you could.
Okay. Actually, I thought I'd do a Simon & Garfunkel, a good morning number here.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Da 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 da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do-do-do, feeling groovy. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. Dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Thank you very much.
And that's one of those. That's also a song. That's one of those like summertime songs.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
As you just think about, you know, not having to worry about too much and just kind of.
Especially that long winter we just had. Right. It's like you just want to forget about that and move on to summer. Right. So
I don't know about skipping down those cobblestones. That sounds a little painful for me.
You know, when I hear that song, though, I think of the 49th Street Bridge?
Right. Oh, well,
in Elyria that's coming down.
That's the real title.
It is. I think it's 59th Street Bridge. Right. But definitely.
That's kind of great. I like that as well. You'd mentioned about sort of newer artists. Is there new things when you look for? Because obviously, and there are originals that you do as well, too.
Yeah, sure do. Yeah. I would say one of the new ones I like is Ray LaMontagne, who in a lot of ways is a throwback to that era, but does a lot of very very moody acoustic music. And so I think it really fits with the old era, but he's out there doing it now. And so I'd love that a lot.
Right. When you put a set like this together, you're out there for 2 hours, right?
Yes.
How many songs does that make? I mean, you sometimes think, how many songs do I have to do for 2 hours? And
I would say for 2 hours, 30 is a pretty good number. I play the farmer's market at Crocker Park usually once or twice a month, and that's a four-hour gig. And so I try to have at least about 80 songs that I can cycle through. I kind of need to have a repertoire. So
I can't remember song lyrics to save my life. How do you... Have you always had that knack for retaining that?
You know, it's funny because my family says the same thing. Like, how do you know all these songs? I'm like, I don't know. I guess I do have just a memory for it. It seems like if it's a song, I remember the lyrics. Now, with prose, not quite as much, but the lyrics just kind of seem to stick.
Well, you had to memorize lines. You were in a play or a musical. What was the musical for? Was it Mighty Goliath Players?
The Mighty Goliath Productions. So 2 years ago, I was in Oklahoma, and I was Curly McLean, and I did have to learn like 1,000 lines, so that was challenging. This past winter, we did Once Upon a Mattress, but I had a completely different role. I was a king, and the king is a mute. So I had this role.
Wait a minute.
I'm serious. Yeah.
How do you score a role as a mute?
So I don't know if they're trying to tell me something, so I had to kind of learn how to do some acting without relying on the voice. And it was a big learning experience, a lot of fun. It was a great show, a great cast. And, of course, they do that. It's a charity production for Avon Lake City Schools. So it was a great time.
We're talking this morning to Jerry Popiel. He'll be out at the Avon Lake Miller Road Park on Sunday from 6:30 to 8:30 performing. When you set up a set like that, you have the music, you know what you're doing. Do you kind of know what you're doing in between songs, or is it just a matter of how the evening goes? And
well, sometimes I think less talk is less sometimes.
Okay.
But, I usually have a little bit of a stage banter I like to do and try to make a flow. For this show, I like to make it, start out more acoustic and kind of work into a little bit more rock. So kind of bring up the energy as it goes along. Some places I would do just the opposite,
right.
but that's kind of my strategy for this one.
And different venues have different sort of moods to them. At a park like this, you either have people with the lawn chairs and sitting, and if they bring family, maybe there's a bunch of 8-year-olds that are suddenly dancing in front of your stage or something like that.
You got the absolutely right. So this would be a different set that I would do at, say, the House of Blues, for sure.
Or at a farmer's market where everybody's carrying vegetables and the all of their wheat grain or something like that as well. How often do you do some of these performances and concerts like that?
Well, the summer farmers markets, they basically run from kind of spring to November, December. So kind of throughout the year, I do about once a month there. And then other outdoor stuff, it's really concentrated. So I'm doing like 5 shows in July. So the summertime seems to be a peak for a lot of these.
And you always have to look at the weather, too, to find out what's going on.
Yeah, that's always a factor.
How does your guitar handle the weather?
Surprisingly, this thing is built like a tank because it stays in tune. I just don't want to get it wet, but the humidity doesn't seem to bother it. So, I just can't say enough about good American-made Gibson guitars.
Now, when you have to go, not only do you pack your guitar, you probably have to pack like a sustenance for you, just to keep you going. You probably learned what kind of things I need to pack, what not to drink, what not maybe to... The snack on during time.
Yeah, actually, it's the spicy foods, that you definitely don't want to eat like right before you sing. So you want to stay from some of the Mexican and stuff like that. Just from experience, that's not a good thing. So,
so you just kind of have to figure out, like anybody in training, you kind of know. Okay, I got a performance coming up. Okay, a couple hours before the performance, this is the regimen or the
exactly. I save the burrito for after the show. So, yeah.
Well, there's sometimes a lot of good food that they have at these different venues too. You going on? Can you give us one more song on our way out this morning?
Sure could. How about another Simon and Garfunkel?
I won't turn that down.
All right, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting in a railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless dream of cigarettes, magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity. Like emptiness and harmony, I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
I just like that part of the guitar. I could listen to that with it, even without any lyrics or whatever, just some of the strumming that is putting into those songs. Jerry Popiel, you can go to jerrypopiel.com, spelled P-O-P-I-E-L, and you can also see Jerry this coming Sunday at the Avon Lake Miller Road Park from 6:30 to 8:30 and around the area as well. Jerry, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate this.
Thank you so much.